Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
And basically, men are thinking, if you want to work on the relationship, I'll be happy to do it as long as you don't dictate the terms, but we do it together.
Yeah, I think men have that basic drive to accomplish something and make it happen. We have a drive to win. But the tendency is for some people to think, well, that means I have to win over someone, like their wife. But they do have that need to win, but they'll share it with that woman. They don't have to win over her. They have to win with her. And I had one woman tell me once, she said, well, does that mean I have to be a cheerleader and get out the pom-poms? And, you know, that feels weird to do that all the time. But it's a need that a man has. And it could be little things. Just catching a man doing something right can really provide that fuel. We moved into a new house probably 9 years ago. Well, not new, but it was a previous home. And one of the things we noticed right away was that they had put in baseboards, but they hadn't been painted. And so, you know, you move into a new house, the first thing you think is, well, of course, we need to do that. Mm-hmm. But 9 years later, I didn't do it. And one day, my wife was gone for the day, and in the guest room, I thought, you know what, I'm just going to paint those baseboards. And part of it is because I wanted to do it, but I also wanted her to come in and notice. Mm. And I wanted her to tell me that I had done a good job because I knew what that would feel like. But I've also learned that if we're going to do this in partnership, I can't wait for her to notice and hope she notices, because I'll be disappointed if she doesn't. So when she got home that day, she walked in the door and I said, hey, could you come in the guest room and just ooh and ah for a couple minutes over the baseboards that I painted? And she said, yeah, give me 3 minutes. Let me put my stuff down. So she came in the bedroom. And, of course, she said, ooh, ah. And then it was just fun. But she said, you know what, that really changes the whole look of the room. You did a really nice job on that. Thanks for doing it. And I thought, you know what, it was playful. Well, we could win together. And it was something that I didn't wait for her and try and hint. It's a partnership. Mm-hmm. And we do this together.
You weren't going to sit around and wait for your attaboy, were you?
No, but no, it goes the other way, doesn't it?
That
a lot of times women want to, they will hint, hoping their husband will do something, and he doesn't get the hint. And I think it's really important that direction, especially since men tend to be focused on one thing. For a woman, she'll come out and say, I am so tired of just cleaning up the kitchen. And in his mind, he's thinking, well, come sit down for a while and rest. But what she's thinking is, you need to come out and help me. But if she could say something like, you know what, I am so tired of cleaning the kitchen. Could you give me 5 minutes and help me unload the dishwasher? That would mean so much.
Yeah.
You know what, that didn't occur to him. And when he hears it, it gives him something he can do to love his wife. And so I think the expectations and just assuming that they should get it goes both directions.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.